Shalom, today's daf yomi is Shabbos daf. Test Shabbos 9, and on Test Amud Beis we begin with a new Mishnah, and the Mishnah is going to bring several things which is prohibited for a person to start to engage in them prior to praying the Mincha prayer in the afternoon, even during the week. And the concern is that a person might continue with these activities and therefore miss the time for prayer. Now, why is this Mishnah here? This is a tractate called Shabbos. So even though this chapter of the tractate is dealing with the laws of Shabbos, the Bar Tanura points out that the Tana mentions it here, those things that you're not allowed to do nearer the time period of Mincha, even during the week. And the reason is because they're similar to those things that we're going to learn later on 11a, that a person is not allowed to do them on the eve of Shabbos near dark, because maybe a person will forget and continue to do them after Shabbos starts. That's how Rashi explains it. And the Bar Tanura points out that the Tana starts with this Mishnah first, because it is these laws are relatively short and therefore easy to understand. And afterwards, the Tana goes into the laws of Shabbos, which are more difficult. So what are the things that our Mishnah says you should not do on the afternoon before you start to pray Mincha? Yeshev Adam ufnei ha-sapar samach ma-mincha. A person should not sit down in front of the barber to get a haircut prior to Mincha. And why does it say you shouldn't sit down? Why doesn't it just say a person shouldn't get a haircut? So the answer to this, as the Bach points out, is because there is a distinction that a person, once a person is going to be sitting down, if he's a person is in the middle, we're going to say that he doesn't need to stop. So when does that period of being in the middle of something that you don't need to stop? That's the moment you're even sitting down before the barber, and he's placed the cloth over your knees and you're ready for the haircut. So at that point, you don't need to stop anymore. And so that's the concept over here. The second thing is, going back to our mission, a person says a person shouldn't sit down to get a haircut until he prays. And also, a person should not start to take a bath until he prays. What does it mean, until he prays? So here the Rashi and the Ran say that this is a half hour prior to the time for Mincha. Whereas the Rambam says, once the time for Mincha Gadol, once the earliest time for Mincha begins, you shouldn't start. So this implies that according to the Rambam, it's only once the time period for Mincha has started that it becomes prohibited, but prior to that, it's not prohibited. So that's a little dispute between Rashi and the Rambam. And going back to the Mishnah, it says, also a person should not enter into a borski. A borski is a place, a tanner's place. And so that is an activity that could draw a person into acting longer. And also, lo le'echol, a person should not eat. A person should not start to eat prior to the time for Mincha. And what does it mean that he's not allowed to eat? We know, we're going to learn in Tractate Pesachim 99b, that on the eve of Shabbos and Yom Tov, a person is not allowed to eat from Mincha and onwards until it gets dark. And that's even on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, that's even if the person has already prayed. And the reason there why a person is not supposed to eat a meal on the eve of Shabbos is, or the eve of Yom Tov, is so that when you enter into the Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have an appetite to sit down at the Shabbos table and really enjoy the Shabbos food. But it has nothing to do with praying. But the other days of the week, a person can eat. However, there, the other days of the week, a person has to really pray before they eat. However, after they pray, they're allowed to. That's what Tosos points out. All this assumes that a person doesn't have a fixed minion to go to. A person has a fixed minion to go to, and they know for sure that they're going to go to that minion, then a person can eat before they pray. And then we continue with the Mishnah. And also, a person should not enter into a din. A person shouldn't enter into litigation, a court, or a din Torah, but prior to praying, because we're concerned that you know that your time is not your own there, and the time will extend, and you won't be able to pray properly. And however, says our Mishnah, Mitzchiu, if a person was already in the middle of these things, Ein Mafsi, you're not required to stop, but you could complete these activities and afterwards pray. That means, however, says the Rashi, that is sufficient time to pray. However, if there isn't sufficient time to pray, then a person needs to stop. And that's how the Svas MS rules, that if there's not specific time to pray, you have to stop and pray. And finally, our Mishnah concludes with the statement, Mafsikin l'kriya shema v'ei mafsikin l'tfila. A person should interrupt their prayers to recite the Shema, A person should interrupt their activities for Shema, but not for prayers. So at first glance, this doesn't really make sense, because our Mishnah has already spoken about this. And that's why the Gemara is going to say this seems to be redundant. So the Gemara on 11a is going to explain that what our Mishnah here is talking about is those who are studying Torah, meaning to say a person has to interrupt our Torah study to recite the Shema, but a person should not interrupt it for prayers. And that is what the Gemara, when we get to on 11a, is going to explain the difference between why one should interrupt for Shema but not interrupt for prayers. So going back to the point of the Mishnah, it says that a person is not allowed to eat until they perform the mitzvah. However, here is a little bit of a leniency, that when it comes to eating, the Chidah writes that there, yes, you're not supposed to eat before you do the mitzvah because there's a concern that you're going to eat for a long time and forget to do the mitzvah. However, this only applies to eating and not to drinking. And so therefore, we see from here that a person would be allowed to drink, and this basis, he says that this teaches us that we can find support for the practice of many people, and he mentions the people of Turkey, and what they would do is they would drink coffee prior to doing a mitzvah, even though, for example, he says a sudas mafsekas, for example, you're only supposed to eat two foods, but they would also drink coffee, or even before you take a lulav in the morning, they would drink coffee. That the drinking of coffee is not going to be considered like eating, and so therefore a person can drink coffee prior to doing the mitzvah, and that's not going to be considered problematic.